Hello there, welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. This is a podcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev, a nonprofit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and I'm glad to have you join us today. You already know how we do it. In each episode of this podcast, we bring you real human stories, stories of people who have dared to grow, to stay consistent, and to keep learning. Sometimes it's someone who transitioned into tech from a different field. Other times it's someone who chose to start over, unsure but determined. And then they take the first step and, like we say, the rest is history, right? Or someone who simply decided to grow where they are, right where they are. And today's story is no different. Our guest is Hilda Okafor, a Women Techstars alumna from the class of 2022. Hilda's tech journey began during her clinical year in physiotherapy school, right after the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, at a time when everything became more digital. It was then she started to see how digital tools could help bridge critical gaps in healthcare. Today, Hilda is not only a licensed physiotherapist, but also a digital product designer. Impressive, right? So settle in, we're going to meet Hilda in a minute because this conversation is all about growth, impact, and finding purpose. Thank you for joining us, Hilda. How are you doing?
Hi, I am Missy. I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me here.
Fantastic. We are so glad to have you on this episode. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Who is Hilda? Just give us a little background about yourself. What makes you tick?
Yeah, thank you so much. So Hilda is I'm a licensed physiotherapist and a digital product designer. I'm passionate about solving problems in healthcare challenge and especially in low resource setting. So what actually makes me tick is the intersection of innovation, health and design. And my clinical background as a physiotherapist shapes how I see problems. And I'm always driven by the question, how can we make healthcare systems more human-centered and accessible for all using tech and design? Yeah, so that's about Hilda Okafor. Thank you.
Fantastic. Lovely to meet you. I like what you said about, you know, the intersection between health, tech and design. Was that it?
Yes.
Tech. Perfect. Wonderful. Okay, so I'm sure that we'll get to, you know, learn more about how you sort of like, you know, balance everything together. And so you studied physiotherapy. What was that moment when you realized that you wanted, you know, something more, something different, right? What sparked that interest and why did you choose product design?
Okay, so I started tech as a novice. I started as someone who hasn't had any experience or understanding what technology is all about and what it can do. So I started out of curiosity. So I was a graphics designer then. But then during COVID...
What year was this?
2021, I think. Yes.
Okay.
It's... Right. So I decided, okay, let me go and actually upgrade my skill in graphics design. But then I saw UX design and I was like intrigued. Then I started off with a learning platform and I had not connected dots with else yet. I saw a lot of women in tech programs. I saw the Tech for Dev and I actually applied. The process was rigorous, but I was so glad that I got into the fellowship. So it was at that moment when I got a more structured learning that I began to see, okay, where I can actually apply this in. So bringing it back to my experience, why as a clinical student then, I often observe that there are some patients that actually don't actually do their own programs. They come back the same way they came initially. So I felt, okay, these are problems that technology can actually solve. But then we have barriers in like the Nigerian setting barrier and all. So I think one thing I've learned throughout this journey is solving for the Nigerian setting and not for anyone, but solving on what the problem is showcasing. So that was how we started. And I was like, okay, I need to find a way to combine both. Yes. That was
interesting. So what informed that? You know how people will say, oh, have a global mindset when you are approaching like problems and solutions and stuff like that. What informed that decision to make your sort of like tailor your solutions to like more local, like within your surroundings, Nigeria, for example? What inspired you to do that?
Okay, so what inspired me is that the Western world problem is not the African problem. So we need to come from the point of view of what Nigerians or the Africans are experiencing to solve the problem from there. So we cannot bring the solution fits for the Western world into Africa if it can't fit in. So solving the problem or getting to know more about the problem we want to solve, from that point of view, you'd get solutions on which is best fits or sustainable. Yeah, I think that's the mindset that I have learned so far.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so now you got into the Women Texas Fellowship and you even emerged as one of the top 5 fellows in your track. What was that experience like during the fellowship?
Okay. It was an intense and beautiful one. I was combining with clinical work and setting at that moment. So while I was in class in school, and with my earpiece, listening to class here at Tech for Day, because it's always in the morning. So I actually go over to like check back on some of the things I missed and do my assignment and submit. And another experience for me was while working on the team's project, like I was the only designer working on it because one of my team members had COVID. So somebody came upon me to actually work on. So it was a beautiful one, intense, and actually loved the challenge. So I had to bring a lot of time management into what I was doing.
Do you remember any standout moments during the fellowship?
Yes. So that was when we were presenting our final work, and I think one of the moments I really loved was the collaborative effects between the designers, the product manager, and the software engineers that worked on the project. So we worked on a donation platform for women that would want digital products, TechPal. So it was an interesting one because
I remember TechPal.
Yes.
Yeah. So that ends the bell.
So I had to see team working in place. I had to live in teamwork, like witness it, walk into it, and all. Yeah, so that was an experience for me.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so now you're done with the fellowship. Can you walk us through how you got your first tech job? What was it like applying what you have learned in the fellowship or in your learning so far into like real world scenarios?
Okay, so for me, after finishing the training, the 6 month training, and we were supposed to go for a 6 month internship, but I wasn't opportuned because there were no remote roles at that moment, and I couldn't do anything hybrid or physical because of school. But I decided to learn further, practice more, involve myself in ACA things, and also won some. And I got so one of the first one was I got a link from one of the fellow, Maureen. So we worked together as a team for one ACA thing, and she sent me a link to apply for the Linux Foundation UX Mentee program. And it took me the whole day to actually tailor my resume, my portfolio to what they actually want. And I got in. But funny enough, the thing was that I didn't know that I got in until when the mentor actually sent a message to me on LinkedIn. And I was that kind of person that actually check my mail like every day. And I was like, okay, how come I missed this particular mail?
How did you miss this? Yeah.
So I believe that this is God and in it, like, I was favored to actually get, because she was like, okay, you are the candidate I want, and I don't actually want to change. And that was what she was there. I was surprised, and that was how I got my first like big tech role in that space. And I learned a lot when it comes to UX research in the cloud space. Yeah.
Fantastic. Are you still working there now?
No,
what are you doing now?
Okay, so after that I worked for the travel industry. I work in some products in AI, marketing, health tech, and social media platforms. Yeah. So that's like a summary of my experience in that slide.
Interesting. I mean, congratulations on some of these wins that you have had. It looks like you have like a vast portfolio under your belt already. So well done on that. So looking at yourself now, where you are at the moment, what's something that you have discovered so far, or something that you have built within yourself that didn't exist a few years ago?
Okay. So one of them is getting to have clarity on actually what I want and the confidence to start it up. So I've always wanted to bring in my physiotherapy or health background to design. And I started off this year by documenting some of what I'm learning currently, what I've learned, and what I intend to look forward to in the future. So I have that belief that, okay, digital health is that for me, and that is where I actually want to like niche down to. And that starting that this year actually changed a lot of things and orientation for me, in the sense that, okay, I could actually speak at the African Digital Health Summit. I was actually able to contribute to the workshop. And
oh, that's super cool. Well done.
Thank you so much. So it was like, okay, I'm entering inside this terrain, and there are a lot of opportunities to actually grab in this state. So that was it for me. Clarity, confidence, and the ability to just start. Yes.
Fantastic. Clarity, confidence, and the ability to start. Thank you so much for sharing that, and well done, congratulations on getting that speaking engagement. I think so. Something that I've noticed right over the last episodes that we've been running this, and in life generally, is that there always a lot of opportunities out there, right? So regardless of what you want to do, once you have decided that this is what I want to do, the opportunities are endless, you know. And most times you have to create those opportunities yourself if they don't exist really, but there'll always be a way for you to shine, pretty much. And well, no, I wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
So finally, do you have any piece of advice for someone who is trying to start over, or maybe wondering how to transfer their previous knowledge into a new career like you have done? Do you have any advice for them?
Okay, yes. Okay, so I'll start with what you already know. I mean, your background is your strengths. You can use that to push yourself forward. I don't think that is a barrier. Now, for instance, I connect in health and tech. So tech needs diverse thinkers. So we can actually start with that. Also, communities. Having a strong community is very important. And I'm super glad that the Tech for Dev alumni and Women Tech Star Fellowship alumni community is really strong. And I think one thing that I would say is we should have a curiosity mindset to learn always. Stay consistent. I know it's not easy to be consistent, but consistency is just doing it. Even when you don't feel like, and it doesn't mean you have to show up every day. You could show up Monday. Okay, the next time I'm showing up is on Friday, but the goal is for us not to stop. We should just continue. And we shouldn't be afraid to show up even when we don't feel ready. So we should always have a growth mindset generally. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Hilda. Start with what you know, build from where you are. Be part of a community, very important. Have a curiosity mindset, because you have to constantly keep learning as we move along. If you stop learning, you stop growing. And that's a popular quote that everybody knows and should live by. Having a curiosity mindset is also important. And then just showing up, regardless of whether you feel ready or not, show up. Regardless, thank you so much, Hilda, for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best in your career and all the projects that you're working on.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Hilda's journey is such a powerful reminder that there's always room for transferable skills. It might feel like you're starting from scratch, but often there's always something from your background or your experiences or knowledge, career, or even perspectives that you can always bring into a new role or a new career. And sometimes that unique background is exactly what sets you apart and what brings meaning to your work. Like Hilda said earlier, build from where you are, start with what you know, which informed her united around or building for her community, building for creating solutions to problems that are homegrown, right? That's part of starting from, because you know these challenges and you can build solutions for them. Today, Hilda is a digital product designer, and she is using her clinical knowledge to drive impact in the digital health space. Her story shows us that with the right mindset and the willingness to be, you can create something truly impactful. So if you're thinking about a transition or wondering what transferable skills really look like in action, we hope Hilda's story gives you the courage to try. And that brings us to the end of another inspiring episode of Tech Empowered. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. If you're listening to us for the first time, we have quite a number of episodes out already. So you can start from the beginning or start from the middle or start with this one and then work your way back. Leave us a review, follow us on social media, and share this episode with someone who needs it. I remain your humble host, Yebisi, and until next time, keep growing, keep learning, and see you on the next one. Bye for now.